Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. It's a common practice for hypertension and diabetes, but a relatively new idea in the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. It's the concept of treat to target. And for many patients with rheumatoid arthritis, this approach means better control of their disease, which often leads to better outcomes. At UPMC, this concept is changing the delivery of care for patients with rheumatoid arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis is the most common type of immune-mediated inflammation that we see in musculoskeletal disorders. It affects about 1% of the adult population worldwide. Over the past 10 to 15 years, the treatment for this disease has been revolutionized by new oral agents as well as 9 biological response modifiers that target different parts of the immune system. There's a new concept that's emerging called treat-to-target or tight control. And basically, this is a concept that is very similar to what the diabetes doctors have been dealing with getting the blood sugar at a certain level, or patients being treated for hypertension to get their blood pressure at a certain level. With rheumatoid arthritis, we're now being able to measure the disease by looking at joint counts and measuring them and coming up with what we call a disease activity score, or a measure of how active the disease is. What many rheumatologists do now is basically ask the patient how they're doing, and if the patient says they're doing really well, that's their level of activity. So the paradigm shift is basically doing your gestalt to actually getting an actual joint count at each visit, and then comparing that to the previous visit and to see if you have it at a certain level. Then there's a special formula called the DAS that you put into this calculator and come up with this DAS score. And now, over the past several years, after repeated clinical studies, they've shown that a DAS score below 3.2 is associated with really good disease control. One of the challenges that this whole treatment of target or tight control is raising is, what are the long-term consequences? We think as rheumatologists that you can get the inflammation under better control and we can measure it better, but what we don't know is what's the difference between low disease activity and remission when you look at these target numbers with a long-term outcome. In other words, do you need to have your joints replaced? Do you have a longer life expectancy? So the goal is to start using these measures and to get the disease under better control, and then long-term studies will tell us whether it's really effective or not. So if we have objective data and we look over 6 months and we see the disease isn't as controlled as well as we'd like, we can switch. UPMC rheumatologists have been involved in developing one of the largest databases of patients with rheumatoid arthritis. The uniqueness of our database is we're collecting data at every clinic visit on these patients. We're collecting blood tests, we're collecting disease activity measures, so that we can be able to measure what are the mechanisms of these new drugs and which ones are working really well, and getting really, really good objective measures. Hopefully this then will lead to biomarkers or blood tests that we can use in the future to predict which drugs to use in which patients, because that's one of the major lacking pieces of information in our field at this time.
By focusing on targeted goals and using measurable tools such as joint count and health assessment questionnaires, rheumatologists now have objective measurements that may help rheumatoid arthritis patients have better disease management and improved outcomes.